Hey, everybody out there in Radioland. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for The Observant. My name's Nick. We're going to be playing a lot of new music today, a lot of Canadian stuff, a lot of local stuff. But before we get to that, we're going to start with something completely different. This is, in my opinion, it's a minor lost classic. It's by the Volcano Sons, and that's a band sort of came out of one of the members of Mission of Burma, and the track is Balancing Act off their album The Bright Orange Years here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm trick of the light leads us here. In the blink of an eye, the light is there. Maggie's home for the holiday. She don't smoke around her dad. And if she leaves a man, it won't be for me, she said.
Music Waste is back again. On June 2nd to 5th, all across East Vancouver, Music Waste and Art Waste are presenting independent art and culture makers. Featuring Swim Team, Jay Arner, Ace Martins, So Loki, Stefana Fratilla, Late Spring, Pale Red, Morning Coup, TV Ugly, Data Plan, Glad Rags, MOSFET, and so much more. Check out Music Waste on Facebook or head over to musicwaste.ca for all the information and where to get tickets. How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Again, this is Nick. We just heard a group from Edmonton called Mercy Funk. The track, if you couldn't have guessed, is called Love Is All Around Me. And I'm not trying to poke fun, it's just that's a perfect title for that song, considering the chorus is repeated many times. But I'm actually a fan of that. I think sometimes bands can try too hard to create titles that are very creative and interesting and smart, when in fact it's sometimes more appropriate to just, you know, name your song the line that you constantly repeat in the chorus. I think it works well sometimes, especially for the band of this style, which is very much a throwback to 70s soul music, classic rock, pop, that kind of stuff. Before that, we heard a group called Heavenly, and their track was called Shallow, and it's off their, I guess you'd call it their debut album. They had released a few singles before, but the full length that came off was called Heavenly versus Satan. And you get that kind of dynamic that from them, that they are good, and they're a band of good people, and they're fighting evil. Their music is very angelic sounding. It's actually a group that I think is one of the most underappreciated of their era, and that's considering that they are a band from the early 90s. And maybe if you're not aware or haven't heard of them, I feel that it would be very easy to mistake them for a group that came out a year ago or something like that, because their sound has been, I feel, copied and inspired many bands since then, especially now more than ever. Just very interesting, I think, what their sound was going for. They were in the vein of many other indie pop kind of groups, jangly bands from the era, like the sort of C86 scene and stuff coming out of Scotland and all that. But what sort of separated them is that they were really fantastic players and arrangers and singers. So their albums don't to me sound as dated now as other albums. And that's not to say that groups like the Vaseline's or something aren't good, but I think that they stuff like that sounds more of its era, when that aesthetic, that twee pop aesthetic was sort of big. Heavenly kind of rejected that, and they kind of, their albums got a lot more elaborate and adventurous as they went on, in fact. And so before that was a group called Entire Cities, and the track was called Rock Chapel off, oh no, sorry, the song was called Owen Sound off their new album Rock Chapel. And again, that's kind of a group with this sort of throwback, retro kind of sound. Sort of a modern take on country rock, I'd say. Before that was a solo artist under the moniker Steam Pony, and off her self-titled album, a track called Song in My Head. And that was a, it's a pretty interesting recording. It has a very, I wouldn't even call it lo-fi because it's very intentional the way it sounds. The vocals sound almost a bit as if they're recorded in a large crowd of people. Maybe I'm imagining like a food court or a coffee shop on the street with a balcony or something. It sounds like there's people muttering and mumbling in the background the whole take. And it's a very weird contrast because there's that, and then the music itself is very kind of dramatic and minor key and melodic, and it's very, kind of has a creepy atmosphere. I hope that's what she was going for. And before that was Le Chaussette with a track called Russian Boy off their new album Who'll Read Your Mind. And that song's been out for a bit. I think they released it on a single. I think it was the B-side. And yeah, it's really good. They're a super talented band. They have played here at the station when I was here, and they can really sing. Like, there's no, that's what sort of took me back the most. Their singing is so proficient and so on point. Like, they harmonize perfectly with one another in terms of the harmony and the volume and the control of the timing and everything. And so what you're hearing when they sing is there's no studio trickery going on. I think that's really amazing. It's not edited the hell out of after the fact on Pro Tools or whatever. They're really, really good at singing. And the songs aren't bad either. They're playing MusicWaste as well, if you want to check them out. They're playing, I think it's Alito on Friday the 3rd. Pretty late, but it should be fun. And as I said at the top of the hour, was the Volcano Sons with a track called Balancing Act. That's a great song, but my God, I didn't realize how poorly it was recorded. It sounds very fizzy, very tinny. Maybe if I had purchased the actual album, if I could even find that somewhere, it might sound better. I'm not sure, though. It's not exactly the most... I don't think they had the highest production values wherever that was recorded. Anyway, we played a lot of sort of pop songs, nice, smooth songs recently. I think if you tuned in last week, I played a lot of kind of harsh tracks, a lot of, you know, gloomy, morose tracks, because it was very gloomy and morose outside. Today it's a little bit better. I'm in a little bit of a more chirpy mood, I guess, barely. But we're going to finish off the rest of the show with some more heavy stuff, I guess you'd call it. To start off this set, we're going to go with a local Vancouver band, veterans of the Vancouver music scene. They're called Soft S, and this track is off their new album, Absolute Truth. It's called Ungrateful, here on CITR 101.9 FM. ¶¶ That was a piece called Eyes in the Back of My Head by a group called Shock Flesh from Saskatoon. It's off their new album, Night Music. And it's a nice piece of Misfits-y kind of rock and roll, with some spooky organ in the background too. So it's been a fun episode of Muzak for the Observant. Hopefully I'll see you again next week. Marco is going to come up and start at 3 o'clock with Astro Talk. To finish off tonight, or today, almost night, people start saying tonight, or have a good night, or whatever. I don't know. I think you're allowed to start saying it at like 3 o'clock. It stops sounding weird. Before 1 o'clock, it sounds kind of strange. But anyway, we're going to end off with... I said we're going to play some rock music. I'm going to play the most rock music thing I can imagine. And no one's going to like it, but that's okay. Just going to have to deal with it. It's by merciful fate. They're an incredible new wave of British heavy metal band from, I think they're from Sweden or Denmark. Their singer's named King Diamond, and they're pretty cool. This track's called Evil, and it's off their debut album, Melissa. And it's pretty cool. Anyway, I'll see y'all again next time here on CITR 101.9 FM. Bye now.